Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia was recently picked to lead a House subcommittee supporting President Donald Trump's proposed Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. It's an initiative led by tech billionaire Elon Musk and former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, with the stated goal of eliminating federal inefficiencies. In an interview with Fox News over the weekend, Greene said she will focus on scrutinizing federal spending and advocating for funding cuts, though her list appeared to target programs and priorities in opposition to Trump's political goals.
We'll be looking at everything from government-funded media programs like NPR that spread nothing but Democrat propaganda. We'll be going into grant programs that fund things like sex apps in Malaysia, toilets in Africa, all kinds of programs that don't help the American people. I want to talk to the people at the Pentagon and ask them why they can't find billions of dollars every single year and why they fail their audit.
Musk and Ramaswamy said they would encourage Trump to make cuts by refusing to spend money allocated by Congress, a process known as impounding. The proposal goes against a 1974 law intended to prevent presidents from following in the footsteps of Richard Nixon, who held back funding he didn't like. Greene said she is prioritizing a tax on immigration and sanctuary city funding.
If they use their police officers and their resources to harbor and protect illegal criminal aliens, then absolutely those sanctuary states and cities are in danger of losing their federal funding, and rightfully so.
Sanctuary cities, which limit local involvement in federal immigration enforcement, are frequent targets of conservative criticism. During Trump's first term, his executive order to withhold funding from these jurisdictions was blocked in federal court. Greene's appointment signals renewed Republican efforts to curtail protections for undocumented immigrants as part of a broader strategy to reshape U.S. immigration policy. Last week, in direct response to these efforts, the Los Angeles City Council unanimously approved a sanctuary city ordinance prohibiting city resources from being used for immigration enforcement and barring city departments from sharing information about undocumented residents with federal authorities. Los Angeles City Council member Nithya Raman spoke on CBS News Los Angeles after the vote and said that it was a matter of safety.
If people who were in the city didn't feel like they could call on LAPD for help without fears that immigration enforcement would follow, that our residents here would be less safe. And evidence has shown that even in cases like instances of domestic violence, if residents of Los Angeles feel like immigration enforcement will follow when you call 911, they don't call
it. They won't report it.
Yeah. And so I think this is really a straightforward way to ensure residents of Los Angeles that if you call on the city for help, we will be there to protect you, and we will be there to protect our most vulnerable.
In 2017, former California Governor Jerry Brown signed sanctuary state legislation to bar police in the state from asking people about their immigration status or participating in federal immigration enforcement activities. At the time, then-President Trump responded by attempting to withhold funding from the state and to favor cities that pledged to cooperate with immigration enforcement for federal grants. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.